Hey everyone, Brian McClure, Ambassador, National Consultant with Ambit Energy. I'm excited to be with you tonight. I apologize for getting on late and not peppering the call. I think it's probably the first time ever in however many gazillion years I've been doing this. I don't know if it was my house phone, but I got in on my cell phone, so I really apologize. We like to start these in a timely manner. And, you know, I am going to start a series. I don't have it, the dates all planned out, but between now and the end of the year, I'm going to start a series that we're going to go through just a whole bunch of things. And the end result of it is I believe that right now is one of the most critical times of the year. And I'll tell you why. What happens in our business is things slow down during the summer, people on vacations and so on and so forth. And then we come out of ambition, and usually we're shot out of a cannon with the excitement of ambition. But, you know, ambition was a little bit different this year. Fantastic promotions, great ambition, well-produced, but we still are not in 10,000 people in an arena with all the excitement that we've had in years past, and that's because of COVID. The year before that, you know, it was really, really strained. So I think next year we'll be out of that. I'm excited about simulcast. If you're not registered for simulcast, do so immediately. There'll be some simulcast only bonuses you want to take advantage of. I this past Thursday, along with Philip and Eckhart and Steve Thompson and myself, the three ambassadors, were brought into corporate. And that corporate was Jim Burke, who's the CFO, a newly appointed CFO, Scott Hudson, who's in charge of all of retail for Vistra, Sydney Seeger, who's the chief marketing officer that works with Scott across all the different channels, and Eric Johnstone and Darryl Starkweather, our champions, who report to Sydney. There are a couple other gentlemen, one that's in charge of rates and so on and so forth. The other one kind of in charge of finance and making sure all the figures and the margins and the profitability works. And we just had an incredible session. I mean, I tell you, I was so excited about what happened in that session. You know, Philip and Steve had gotten together, put together a really dynamic presentation, talking about momentum within the industry and how momentum works and so on and so forth. And we're able to share some great information that was fantastic for all the people at Vistra to hear. And then we went in and just talked about a whole menu of different things. And the inside of it was that I really, truly, truly believe that Vistra is there. Vistra is trying hard. Vistra is doing everything. You know, I know you've heard it now and, you know, see it on the news all the time about the pandemic, and we got supply chain issues, and we got this issue and that issue and the other issue. And, you know, some of those issues do have a real dramatic effect on an energy provider that is critical to the economy and quite honestly, the defense of and security of our country. You know, if you think about a grid going down in Texas and all the facilities, all the businesses and so on and so forth, just incredible responsibility there. So I was excited about the meeting. I'm excited about the meeting. We did some tech takeaways. I'm working on that. But what I can tell you is that you're not going to want to miss simulcast. You know, there's going to be an announcement at simulcast and some new technology and some new tools that's going to blow you away. You just don't want to miss simulcast. So what you can do is one of two things. You can kind of sit in the wings and sit back and just kind of wait and see what's going to happen at simulcast. A lot of people were in that mode going into ambition. Or you can begin to take this time now to begin to put together a commitment that starts to move you into action, a very methodical business plan for you and your business. you know, you're an owner and operator of your own business. You've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to that business. The success or lack of success in that business is on you. And so what you need to do is you need to start to get focused. And so what happens at the first of every new year? At the first of every new year, everybody sets what's called goals, okay? You set your goals for 2022, and then you march into 2022, and those goals come, you know, across the financial part of your life. They come across the health part of your life. You know, you're going to lose so many pounds, you're going to quit smoking, you're going to, you know, walk so many miles, jog so much, you're going to get a Fitbit deal, and you're going to get a Apple Watch, and you're going to monitor this, and you're going to do that, and you're going to do all these things that are health related. You know, maybe it's goals to mend relationships in your family or relationships at work, or maybe it's a goal to start a whole new occupation. Hey, I'm sick and tired of working for company A. I've always wanted to work for company B. How do I accomplish that? How do I get out of company A and into company B and be happy in my life? So we have these things that we call goals. And, you know, I want you to think about the word goal. And if you go to a thesaurus, you can, you know, hit type in goal, and you can see a whole bunch of other things. And I did exactly that. You know, I'll be honest with you. I went to thesaurus.com or one of those websites. I typed in goal. And what I came up with, I want to discuss with you. And I want to compare a goal to a commitment. Okay, there's a distinct difference. I remember when I was first getting started in this business, one of my best friends in the world today, his name's Paul Bruns. He lives in New Orleans, Louisiana, and he ran a large insurance brokerage. And Paul and I, he had gotten into my XL telecommunications business and built a nice business. He's in New Orleans, unfortunately, got involved in Ambit, did a little something up in Chicago, but difficult to build outside of your market. Paul used to get at the front of the room and tell a story. He was selling insurance. He was a puppy in the game. And, you know, he was in one of those insurance companies where they would all put you into a conference room, and the sales manager would, you know, give you your fistful of leads and send you out, you know, you got an appointment at such and such address with Mr. Jones and this and that. You'd run and get in your car and, you know, go pitch Mr. Jones. And a lot of times the people weren't home, the leads weren't real leads. I mean, it's a tough way to make a living, you know. And there was always goals, you know. There was daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals that they had to hit. And if they hit those goals, if they sold a certain amount of life insurance with a certain amount of premium, you know, they would get bonuses. And of course, when you're in your 20s and you've got a job like that and you're hungry and you want to make money, well, it was the last day of the month, and Paul got his leads and was all fired up. He went out of his sales meeting and, you know, he started calling on people about 7 o'clock in the evening. And usually I don't like to call on anybody past 10. The last lead was at 9 o'clock at night. It was preset with the client, so they were expecting. Well, Paul had made a sale, and it took a little bit longer to, you know, button up the sale and get the sale and the paperwork done. So he was about 9:30 getting to his last appointment. So he goes to the front door, he knocks on the front door. And he had this goal that if he could make the minimum sale, if he could make a minimum sale, this last sale, the last day of the month, you know, he was going to get a $1,000 bonus. And so this was important to him. So he knocks on the door, and the guy comes to the door. He's all grumpy, and he says, "Man," he says, "get out of here, kid. You know, you're too late. Da 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 da. You know, you should make your appointments on time. You know, and blah 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 blah." Just really, really downing him and nasty and everything. So Paul's all dejected and everything. He says, "You know, I made a commitment to my wife that I was going to hit this figure, that I was going to make this sale." So he walks from front of the house. He goes on the side of the house. This is a true story. He goes on the side of the house. He knocks on the back door, and the guy opens up the back door, and he sees it's Paul, and the guy starts laughing. Because you got to be kidding me, dude. You know, and didn't I tell you da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? And Paul starts laughing. He goes, "Oh, come on, man. Give me a break. You know, I'm just a kid, blah, blah, blah." Well, long story short, long story short, he made the sale. He made his he made the commitment that he made to his wife to get it done. You know, the insurance broker, the manager, he had goals for them. But Paul had the ability to take a goal and turn it into a commitment. So I went to the thesaurus, and I want to try to point out the difference between a goal and commitment. And I want to tell you, this is the foundation, okay? So this is going to go on topambitleaders.com. Click on training. Click on Sunday night call. Norbert does a great job distributing a call out. You know, this is the foundation. You know, so if you get value out of tonight, what I want you to do, and you've never heard me say this before, is distribute my call to people in your organization. But, you know, distribute it to people that you care about in life, you know. Distribute this to people that you care about in your life, because you can take this this lesson and apply it to all facets of your life. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start to build, and I'm going to build so that by – you know, going into Thanksgiving time and going into December, there's a true foundation there for you to begin to start to make commitments. You know, we're not going to set goals for 2022, you know, not under my tutelage, okay? We're not going to set goals. Goals are out, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to set commitments, you know, and maybe the commitment is going to be in all aspects of your life, okay? You know, we're going to focus, and we're going to use Ambit Energy as examples because that's what we have in, as a common denominator between us. But make a commitment to your health. Make a commitment to your relationships. Make a commitment to your spiritual life. Make a commitment to a transitional thing. Hey, I want to move from this part of town to that part of town. I want to move from this city to that city, whatever. Make a commitment to change in a mode of transportation. But make a commitment, not a goal. So I went to the thesaurus and I looked up goal. And I did a little clicking around, and here's some things. A goal is an aim, you know. Now, when you're aiming at something, do you always hit your target? You know, if you've never shot a gun, go shoot a gun, get gun safety class, and go shoot a gun and see how close you get to hitting the bullseye. Or go get a bow and arrow and set up a archery target and see how close you do. So aim, hope, a hope or a dream, you know. You set a goal and you just hope that I'm going to lose that weight. I just hope that I'm going to enroll somebody in my Ambit business. You know, I just hope that, you know, somebody will become my customer. Or you dream about something, you know, you dream about, man, how much better it would be if I just had a better car, how much better it'd be if I lost this weight, or how much better it'd be if I could quit smoking, how much better it'd be if I could just get a coding check every single week, you know. Another one is intention, you know. Is it your intention to do something? You know, you might aim at something, you might hope for something, you might dream for something, you might have the intent to do it. You could call it a target. You know, goal is a target or an objective. I have an objective to achieve. I have a target weight to achieve. You know, we've all done this. It could be an aspiration. You know, I aspire to get out of my job and become a stand up comic. You know. It's something that's deep down inside you wanted to do your whole life. You know, you have aspirations. And then a goal quite often is a safe haven. I want you to think about this. You know, you set a goal, okay, and you know, that's your New Year's resolution. You know, now why in the world somebody waits until the New Year's to set a New Year's resolution? You know, I guess it's just convenient. It's the beginning of a new year or whatever it is. But if you want to change your life, why not quit thinking about it, you know, and do it? So if you think about a safe haven, a safe haven's a retreat. It's a place for you to dream. It's a place for you to have hope, a sanctuary, you know. It's a shelter. That's what a safe haven is, a retreat, a sanctuary, a shelter. You know, it's a place that you put yourself where you feel like you're safe. You know, so I've got a goal. I don't want to inflict any pain to achieve that goal. You know, so I'm going to go to this safe haven. I'm going to go to this retreat, the sanctuary that I've got. You know, we all have a safe place, you know. And if you think about it, you know, how many people work really hard and get to RC and never promote to SC? You know, how many people work really, really hard to get to RC and never get to SC? Why is that? It's because all of a sudden they've got that pin. All of a sudden they've got some recognition at the hotel meetings, which are now coming back. And I encourage you to take a look at attending them as they come back into the bigger markets. I know they're in Houston and Dallas and other markets. You know, so they get that pin, and all of a sudden they've pulled into their harbor. They're in their they're not in the seas anymore. You know, it's like, oh, I got an organization. I became an RC. And a lot of people will set the ship back out. I've got a goal to be an SC, and they'll go through whatever they've got to get to SC. And then they go back into safe harbor. They retreat. They got that sanctuary. They got that shelter. They've got that safe place. You know, now they're actually able to stand up in a meeting and say, hey, I'm Brian McCoy, and I'm an SC, and, you know, used to be in the mortgage business, and I'm excited about Ambit Energy or whatever. You know, your 30 seconds or 2 minutes of glory. You get to do the parade at Ambition. You feel good about yourself, but you're in that retreat or that sanctuary. So that's goal, an aim, a hope, a dream, an intention, a target, an objective, an aspiration, a safe harbor, which is like a retreat or a sanctuary or a shelter. Now let's talk about the word commitment. You know, when Paul went to that front door, he was trying to execute on a commitment, not on a goal. Yes, his sales manager had a goal, and it was, you know, X amount of premium being written. Okay, he had a goal, but Paul took that goal. You know, that aim, that dream, that intention, that motivation, the target, the objective, the aspiration, all that positive energy that sales manager threw out in that sales meeting that was held at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the evening before all these agents went out to make their insurance sales in the evening. You know, but Paul said, I make a commitment. And the difference between a goal and a commitment is something that you will not be denied. Okay. Now, I want to give you an extreme example, and, you know, I might get some hate text on it or whatever, but, I want you to understand the difference. If somebody were to kidnap one of your children, okay, and say, you've got to raise $250,000 in cash within 48 hours. It wouldn't be a goal for you to get $250,000 in 48 hours. You would be committed to executing on that. There wasn't any calling the FBI. There wasn't any calling anybody. You had to go get $250,000. You would do whatever it takes, or you would die trying to do whatever it takes to get that $250,000. You would not be denied. There would be such a driving desire for you to get that money, to get your child back, that you would not be denied under any circumstances. So let's talk about some synonyms for commitment. Agreement. You know, commitment is an agreement with yourself. It's not an agreement with your sales manager. It's not an agreement with your RC or SC or EC or NC, your sponsor in Ambit Energy, your best friend from Ambit Energy. It's an agreement with yourself. In other words, it's an agreement that's locked into yourself, and you will not be denied. Okay? It's collateral. You know, it's collateral, but what's it collateral on? It's collateral on your life. This is your life. We're, you know, take a minute right now and do a deep inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. You're alive. You wouldn't be able to do that if you were dead. Okay, so you're physically alive, and the commitment that you're going to make, not only to your Ambit Energy business, but to your health, financial, workplace, relationships, whatever it may be, that's the collateral on your life. This is your life. This is not something that you hope and you dream about. It's, you know, it's collateral on your life. A commitment can be a deposit. What's it a deposit on? It's a deposit on your future. Okay, it's a deposit on your future. Let me get something really, really clear with you guys. Okay, and this is important to understand. I got on this call late, 8:03. It's never happened in the 15 years I've done this call. I've never, ever, ever been late to this call. Some phone issues, whatever, I was late. You know what I know for an absolute fact? I can never change that. I can never, ever say that I've never been late to this call, because now I have been. In other words, you can't change the past. You can't change what you ate for breakfast this morning. You can't change what you watched on television this afternoon or what you did this afternoon. You can't change the past. You know, so what you have to do is you have to live in the present. You have to be present to what it is you're doing right now and how what you're doing right now is advancing your commitment, not advancing your goal, but advancing your commitment. And if you can focus on the present and not be bound by the past, what happens is you're making a deposit on your commitment, because your commitment is fulfilled when? If your commitment is going to be fulfilled in the future. So if you allow your past, whatever's happened in your past, you know, your mother wouldn't become your customer, you know, your best friend said you were going to jail because, you know, it was a network marketing illegal pyramid scheme. The polar vortex happened. The rates went off the chart in your market for a period of time. You know, whatever it is, whatever the past is, okay, and I'll talk about Ambit Energy for a second. Whatever the past is, you know, Jerry and Chris owned the company and they did it this way. You know, I can give you a piece of the past that if Vistra hadn't bought Ambit Energy with the event that happened this winter in Texas, you wouldn't be receiving your residuals right now. That's my personal opinion. But I can tell you, in my very educated personal opinion, Ambit Energy, owned by Chris and Jerry, would not have survived. Okay, I think it would have been almost impossible. So thank God there was an event called the sale of the company to Vistra so that we continue to get paid. We can't change that. We couldn't change it if we weren't getting paid now. It's the past. And what happens is people use a reference to the past to live in the present. You know, oh, well, you know, my gas customers went away, so 30% of my revenue went away. Yep, that happened. Absolutely. Happened to a lot of people, 40% in some cases. Maybe in your case, 10%, 20%, whatever it was, happened to me too. I wasn't as weighted in those gas markets, but when Jerry and Chris decided there's no way we can make money and we can't continue to lose $10 million a month in these gas markets, and they let all the customers go, they paid us a commission for a year. That's all in the past. We can't change that. And they said, hey, you got a year to replace those customers. Most people didn't replace their customers. Their income never got replaced, and so their income went down. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm not dunning anybody for not having done that. I'm just saying that's the past. You can't change that. All you can do is you can live in the present. You know, you can live in the present. What is it that you're doing in the present, okay? And this is what are you depositing in your life? Okay, we're talking about commitment, and I'm using the acronym deposit. What is it that you're depositing in your life that's going to yield to you in the future? It's going to build. It's going to fulfill that commitment that you made to yourself in whatever aspect of your life it is in the future. You know, another word for commitment is insurance. You know. You know, if you fulfill commitments, you know, it's like taking out an insurance policy on your life. You know, it gives you the ability to live the life that you deserve. Okay. You know, you've got a health issue. You can ignore it. Okay. And it's probably not going to go away. But you can make a commitment to do your dead level best to negate it or reverse it or eliminate it or whatever. And what that is doing is that's ensuring that you get to live the life that you deserve, or live the best life that you possibly can. Let's talk about contract. You know, an acronym for commitment is contract. You know, it's set in stone. It doesn't change. You know, look at your commitment to, and say, on the Whatever It Takes program, I am going to achieve this. Period. End of paragraph. You know, I can't change what I did in the past. I can't change that I smoked for 30 years. I can't change that I quit doing ambient energy. I can't change any of that. You know, what I can change is not smoking from this day forward. Or taking a pack a day and reducing it to half a pack a day, and then 60 days later, 90 days later, a quarter of a pack a day, and then two cigarettes a day, and then no cigarettes. You know, you make a commitment, okay, and you have a contract with yourself that's set in stone, okay? This is where you're going to take your commitment and reduce it to writing, and you're going to make a contract with yourself. And you're going to make that contract not only in your ambient energy business, but with regards to other aspects of your life, whether it be health, financial, relationships, spiritual, whatever it may be, where you want to make a commitment to a change, not a goal to a change, but a commitment to a change. And another one for commitment is bond. You know, a mother and her child have this special bond where the mother will do whatever it takes to fulfill a good life for that child. Okay? We have moms on the phone. We have dads on the phone that feel the same way. We have dads that are married to moms that know that that mom would walk across coals and lava if that's what it took to protect and help their child. Okay, so your bond is your destiny. Okay, you're going to make this commitment. You are not going to be denied. You're going to go to that back door, and when that guy looks at you cross-eyed and goes, I can't believe it's you, you're going to laugh. You're going to get in there, and you're going to get the job done on the Whatever It Takes program, because you're committed to what you want to do for you and your life. Okay, so your bond is your, I look at that as your destiny. I want you to think about this. I'm going to repeat it again. You cannot change the past. I can't change what I said on this call last sentence. I said it. It's the past. I can live in the present and think about my thoughts and then move into the future. I can have a thought. Okay, I have a thought right now. What am I going to say next? Okay, that's a thought. Okay, might be subconscious, might be conscious, it's a thought, and then all of a sudden my mouth moves and words come out, and the future becomes the present. So your fulfillment of your commitment to your ambient energy business is going to happen at some point in the future. It's not going to happen today, it's not going to happen on this phone call, it's going to happen at some point in the future. And what I want to try to help you work through, okay, what I want to try to help you work through over the next several weeks, and I'm not going to do the Sunday night call every week, okay? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to carefully think about what I want to talk to. I'm going to come up with some coursework. I'm going to be committed to delivering the best teachings that I can. And what I want you to do is I want you to start to think about, hey, have I set goals in the past, or have I been committed to the past? Try to identify something in your past that you were committed to. You know, find something in your past that you were committed to and that you got done. You know, I'm almost willing to bet that there's something in Norbert Hennessy's past with regard to his Irish heritage that he was committed to, and he saw the job through on the Whatever It Takes program because of his deep love that he has for his homeland country. You know, that he made a commitment. Maybe it was to a social organization. Maybe it was to the Irish parade in New York City. I don't know what it was, but he has such a burning desire and love for his country. He made a commitment. He made a commitment to put together a tour, a bunch of ambit people, put the whole tour together, made a commitment, made it happen, and shared his knowledge and his love for his country on a tour for ambit people in Ireland. You know, so you can identify in your past something that you were committed to, that you are not going to be denied. And if you're looking and searching for it, find, look for the things that were the most difficult for you to achieve in your life. And think about all the hurdles you had to overcome to cause that to happen. Folks, I'm here to tell you, my Ambit Energy business, we had the hottest summer ever in Texas, hottest summer on record. There was month-to-month rates. There were no contracts. And we went, and this is approximate, we went from 10 cents a kilowatt to 17 cents. Well, TXU went from 13 or 14 cents to 21 or 22 cents. Well, my hottest, biggest, strongest organization, we were putting 50, 75, 100 people literally in a gymnasium in a guy's backyard in in-home meetings, and they were signing up left and right. We had to bring in extra computers and plug them in to get people signed up that night. And this was back when it was 429, okay? And people signing up left and right. Then the rates happened. The leader said, hey, this is a bait and switch. I'm not doing this anymore. And my whole organization that was, you know, to the tune of, you know, 50 to 75 new consultants. And this was very early on, coming in every week, week after week after week, coded to me, you know, just making incredible amount of money for me, incredible amount of money for the organization. Everybody was happy, and boom, it was just like turning off a water faucet. It went away. And I had to decide how committed I was to my commitment. Did I just have a goal to make a lot of money in Ambit Energy? Or was I committed that this was going to change not only mine and Betsy's financial future, but it was going to change my kids' financial future and probably my kids' kids' financial future? You know what I did? I dusted off the written list because I was too busy to work it when I had this going on. I started calling people. I sat down. You know, we didn't have anything on a website that we could show them. I'd travel to wherever it was in Texas because that's the only place that we were, and I'd show the plan. And when I got sick and tired of showing the plan, I'd show the plan some more. And I built some new legs to my business, and my business got traction again and took off again. There are legs of my business that went away for different reasons: polar vortex, gas customers getting turned off, hottest summer ever, and rates going up. About a dozen different times. And I had a commitment. I didn't have a goal. I didn't have a name or a hope or a dream or an intention or a target to make some money in Ambit Energy or an objective or an aspiration. And it wasn't about a goal. It was about, I had a commitment. I had an agreement with myself. I had collateral in this. And the collateral was my kid's future. I had made a deposit, a strong deposit in my future. You know, I wanted to ensure that future, and I had a contract that was not going to be broken. It was written in stone, etched in stone. And I had a bond that told me that this is your destiny. This is how you're going to become financially free. And I crashed through every wall. There's a great book called Rhinoceros Success. Get that book, talk about rhinoceroses, just crash through the walls. They don't let anything bother them. They've got a dogged determination to get to where they're going. You know, that's a commitment. That's I will not be denied. That's when that angry guy at the front door turns around and lets you in the back door and you complete what you're going to do. So you're going to look for times in your life that you were committed to something. And those are probably the things that were hardest for you to do, but you did them. And then look at all the times in your life, and you can probably go around to the first year for just about every year in your life, and look at the goals that you set. You have a goal for this. Oh, well, that didn't happen. Oh, a goal for that. No, let me reset the goal for this. And, you know, I got a hope and a dream and an intention to do this. And I've got this objective, and, you know, I'm aiming at this happening for me, and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I don't want you to spend a whole lot of time on that, because that's how most people live their life. So that's how most people on this call do. Search for the commitment. And then once you find the commitment, the thing that caused you pain, but you achieved it. Once you find the commitment, I want you to go to that moment in time. Okay. This is where we can get strength from the past. I want you to go that moment in time. And I want you to think about how rewarding it was, how good you felt, how the people around you, you know, gave you accolades. You know, you had accomplished something special. You know, the just joy that you brought to yourself and others because you fulfilled this commitment that you had to you and your life. And I want you to do that. And if you care, share it with me. I'd love for you to share it with me. You can just text it to me. Just text it to me. Just put commitment, semicolon, you know, and put your commitment. If you want to put your name on it, great. Some of you are in my phone, so I'm going to know who it came from. But if you don't want to put your name on it, that's okay, too. And if you're a friend of mine, like Kim and Jim Mason or Norbert Hennessy or so many other people that are on this call tonight, if you're a friend of mine and you don't want me to know it's coming from you, borrow a friend's phone and send a text from there. So you can text me. My cell phone number is 512-413-5577. Again, that's 512-413-5577. You can text me, just send me a text about a commitment that made you fulfilled. You know, doesn't have to be a long text. Say, you know, I was committed to, you know, losing 150 pounds and I did it and I've kept it off. And, you know, and then share with me the joy that it brought you or brought your family or brought other people, whatever it is. If you want to email it to me, if it's too long and you want to write me an email, that's fine too. You can send it to Brian, that's with an I, B-R-I-A-N, at topambitleaders.com. Brian at topambitleaders.com. And just put commitment in the subject line of the email. And I'll share some of those fulfilling moments that people shared with me on the next call. And again, watch your email. I'm going to do several calls between now and the end of the year. It's not going to be every week. Watch your email and make sure you get on the calls, and we'll put together a series that'll kind of walk you through. I wanted to start as foundation, cornerstone, goal versus commitment. To begin to realize is we're not talking about setting goals here. We're not talking about New Year's resolutions. We're talking about setting a commitment. And in that process, we want to set a commitment. And maybe a commitment is, hey, I'm going to work Ambit Energy, you know, 3 hours a month. And maybe the commitment is I'm going to work at 30 hours a week. But you're going to make a commitment. We're going to go through a process. You're going to make a commitment, not just with Ambit Energy, but again, that's what we're going to talk about because that's our common denominator. But you're going to make a commitment, and in that commitment, you're going to begin to execute on that commitment. And the goal here is to start to build some traction going into simulcast. Why wait till simulcast? Let's build some traction. You know, maybe it's, you know, you put in one person a month and help them get their customers. Maybe it's one a week. I don't know what it is. But let's build some traction so that you can attract, whether it's online or in Houston where live simulcast will be, you can begin to attract people to simulcast. And instead of simulcast just being you kind of isolated or whatever, you've got a new, fresh team. You know, we can't change the past. We can't resurrect the dead. But what we can do is we can focus on the present to cause the future to a commitment that we make in that future. Okay, with that said, I am going to unmute and let everybody say good night. Give me 1 second.